All right. Thank you guys for joining me for a new episode of Champion of Your Soul. I want to thank everyone for joining me today. We're going to jump into a new topic that I'm really excited about and I'm really intrigued about. And this new particular episode is called Protection, Understanding the Power of Listening. And this particular topic came to me in such a unique way. I began to really look at this topic in a special way, but it really came to me in a dream. The words actually came to me in a specific dream recently. And it dawned on me that I had acquired a skill in the area of listening. And so I wanted to jump into this topic. It's because I believe that a lot of people can really be supported and aided in the area of listening and acquiring the skill of listening, because it really is an art form and it is a skill that can be acquired over time. But it's also a spiritual gifting, so to speak, that when we connect our soul and our spirit and our mind and they become one, I really believe that all of our gifts and our abilities and our ability to hear from God is really what it is, begins to come into alignment with each other. And so that's where this topic came from today that I want to get us into. Protection, understanding the power of listening. And I'm going to start with this. The term listen, and if we look at the term listen, obviously we can look it up in the dictionary. In the dictionary definition of the term listen, it says it's to give one's attention to a sound. That's in essence really what you get from the dictionary definition if you were to Google that term, listen. So it says it's to give one's attention to a sound. Okay. Well, for me, I've learned that listening is a lot more than just hearing. Listening is a lot more than just what you've heard with your physical ears. But I've learned so much about listening through my spirit and through me being centered in my soul and in my spirit. And the form and that skill of being able to center into my spirit and my soul, hear what's going on in the inside of myself. Just that alone has literally changed how I approach life, how I relate to people, how I listen to people, and my response back to people, if that makes sense. So I want to ask everybody this question. What is the most important thing or the most important person in your life? Who is the most important person in your life? And what is the most important thing in your life? And the reason why I pose those two questions specifically is because if you see what a person deems to be the most important in their lives, you will then see what they will automatically listen to or what they will have their attention given to. And so if I see the person that's most important in a person's life, I'm going to see that they're giving their attention to that person. If I see the most important thing in a person's life, whether it be a nice car or a nice house or a relationship or whatever materialistic thing that is they deem the most important to them, I'm going to know for sure that person has given their full undivided attention to that thing or to that person. And the reason why I pose those two questions is because there's many people out there who listen only in terms of what's important to them or what they feel is most important in their lives. And so if they feel like something is most important to them, they're more inclined to give their attention and to give their listening ear to it. So that's really important to understand, because a lot of times we're not aware that we don't listen to things that we don't feel are more are important, or we don't maybe listen to people that we don't feel are important. And so as I go through this journey of this topic, I want to just pose those questions. So we began to just take a little thought, just think about that for a second. what do you deem the most important? And sometimes a person may say, well, I think this is most important to me. But the true thing that you can always know is the most important to you is what is in your heart. Wherever a man's heart is, you're going to find his treasure. That's what the scripture tells us. Whatever, doesn't matter what a man says, it doesn't matter what a person does, wherever you find their heart, their treasure, that's their heart. So whatever is in their heart, that's where you're going to find their treasure. And so that's the most important thing, wherever they give their most attention to and whatever they give their listening ear to. And that's important for us to think about as we talk about this, this understanding of the power of listening. And so there's this particular scripture that I want to quote really quickly, and it'll give some foundation to what I'm going to speak on today. And the scripture comes from James chapter 1, verse 19. And it says, my dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. And that scripture is so important and so instrumental for what we're going to discuss, because this is basically just telling us we should always be quick to listen. There's something about the listening that's a form of protection. There's something about the listening that warns us. There's something about listening that shows us the future, so to speak. And then it says slow to speak. And I know that may be a challenge for some people, because they do it actually the opposite way. They're quick to speak and they're very slow to listen. And then slow to become angry. And all of that's correlating and it's connected to each other for a reason. And as we become more spiritually aware of ourselves, of our surroundings and the people in our lives, it's very important for us to begin to acquire this skill called listening. And so I want to just give you guys a quick summary or synopsis about, you know, where I connect with this personally. I grew up in a very spiritual environment, you know, in a church environment growing up. And as a young kid, around the age of 9 years old, I was one of the young kids who used to sing in the mass choir. So as a young kid, I was one of the few young kids who sung in this big, massive 100 voice choir of adults. And I was one of maybe two or three young people who they led in the choir. Okay. So I'm a 9 year old kid, and I go into one of the rehearsals as a kid, and I sit on the front row in the church, and all of the adults, you know, are doing their thing, preparing for the rehearsal. And I remember as a young kid, I would sit on the front rows of the church, and I would have grown adults who would come by me and sit by me. And they would literally tell me their problems. And they would tell me their, basically some of them, their life story, or they would tell me problems in their lives, or they would entrust me with information that really I didn't realize that it was not normal until I was an adult. And I thought back on my childhood and I thought how abnormal it was for 30 and 40 year olds and sometimes older to trust me in that way as a young 9-10 year old kid. And I would literally sit there intently and just listen. I didn't know what I was doing as a 9 year old or a 10 year old. But I would sit there and listen. I didn't speak much. And they would literally sit there. I remember a particularly young lady who she told me some of her marriage problems and some of her marital problems. And I was just sitting there listening. And so as an adult, I look back on that time as a kid. And I said to myself, wow, I said, now that was not normal. That is not a normal situation. I would not, as a grown adult today, go sit by a 9 year old kid and tell them my personal problems or my marriage problems or my life problems and trust and trust them with that information, number one. And then number two, listen for their advice or just listen for their response seriously. And so as an adult, I look back on my childhood and realize I had a gift. I had a gift and I didn't know I had a gift. And it took me a long time to realize that I did have a gift. And so my gift wasn't just in listening. My gift was really in seed form at the time. It was just a seed and it was growing. I didn't know it at the time, but it was a growing gift and a growing seed. But other people probably could see it on me, or they could see that about me. And they entrusted me with a lot of information as a young kid. And so I say that to say that there are seeds inside of us, and there's greatness inside of us, and there are abilities on the inside of all of us that come from God, that are instilled in us from birth. But it's our job to recognize it, cultivate it, acknowledge it, feed it the right things, put it in the right environments. And my listening skill began to form at that age. And so speed up to my age now, many years later, and you can only imagine the type of artful, skillful, spiritual listening that I've done over the years, and what that taught me. And I'm going to tell you why I had to tell you that story about my childhood. What that taught me was how to be a skillful person in hearing the heart of a human being deeper than what I'm hearing coming from their voice. And not only that, but what it taught me was how to ask the right questions. And till this day, I know that I have a gift in knowing how to ask the right questions. And the right questions always lead you to the truth. And the right questions always lead you to the root. It always leads you to where things started and where things come from. And that is a spiritual skill that is acquired. It's given by God. And we all can acquire that gift and that skill as we relate to one another and in life. And so that's a beautiful thing that I had to say, because we all have that ability. And if we would just take the time to cultivate those gifts and those abilities, they can grow and mature and really. And I'm going to go into some things in this topic today that's going to really show you what are the benefits of a person who knows how to listen. There's so many awesome benefits and awesome privileges and advantages mentally, spiritually, emotionally, relationally in life that you can benefit from through the art and the skill and the spiritual skill of listening. Very important. And so I want to preface what I'm about to say with this particular scripture, Philippians 4 and 6 and 7. It says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Very important, because, and I'm not talking about anything religious right now. I'm talking about something that we have to do on a daily basis. And that means that we have to take a beat about some things in life. Instead of us reacting to a lot of things, we have to learn how to just take a beat, take a pause, take a moment, and just position ourselves spiritually to think and listen to our own soul, our own spirit, and find out, okay, what is being communicated to me? Before I make this move, before I make this decision, before I say this to this person, before I make this drastic move, what is my spirit speaking to me before I do this? What is it specifically? And so it's very important for us to just take those beats, take those moments, take those pauses, and really listen. And your soul is speaking so much to you constantly. If you just take those beats and those moments to listen, you will not miss what it is that God wants you to hear and what God wants you to know. And so my philosophy in life, and this is my personal philosophy, is that we should always listen, always pay attention, and after you look, look again. That's my threefold philosophy. Always listen. Number two, always pay attention. And number three, after you look, look again. And so the listening is pinnacle. That's the foundational. But if you pay attention to your life will literally not only give you the lessons of the past, but it will literally tell you the future. If you pay attention to your life, your soul and your spirit are speaking to you constantly 24/7. And they're telling you, they're showing you the lessons. See, most of the time, because many of us have, you know, sad stories about our past and things that we've been through and we've suffered through and things that people have done to us, we have a sob story about our past. And that tape plays in our minds so much over and over and over. However, if you would just learn the lesson about the past, you can more clearly see your future. And so paying attention to your life has many benefits to it. If you would just pay attention to your life, it's speaking to you in a myriad of ways. God is speaking to you so much through so many ways. And so taking a beat, taking that moment to listen and pay attention to your soul, yourself itself, is going to lead you and guide you into all truth. It's going to lead you and guide you to the right step. It's going to lead you and guide you to the right people, the right places, at the right time. Trusting yourself in those moments to know that, you know what, I've listened, I've learned the lesson, I've paid attention. And so now when I look at something, I know that I'm looking at something clearly. And if I don't see it clearly, you know what, let me take another look. I'm going to look again. And I think this time I'm going to see what it is I need to see that I didn't see before. And so that's very important when we talk about the art of listening. And so I want to take this deeper. So I feel like for a person to accurately listen, one must first discover how to listen to themselves. And that's what I was just really talking about when I talked about listening, paying attention to your life. You have to discover self to really be an intentional, accurate, spiritual listener in life. It's not about what's externally coming at you. It's really about what's internally going on with you. And being able to master your own soul and your own intentions, your own motives, your own heart, you will begin to better relate to other people because you can see yourself in other people. And so for you to really accurately begin to listen as a skill and as a form of mastery, you must first discover how to listen to yourself. That's the first thing you got to start doing every day, every minute. And this is a second by second, minute by minute, hour by hour thing. This is not something that we decide to do every now and then. You know, it shouldn't be. What it should be is something that you intentionally live with, second by second, minute by minute, hour by hour, because there's so many people that struggle in their mental health and their mental well-being from 1 minute to the next, 1 hour to the next, 1 day to the next. And they're not sure where they are going to be, what they're going to react to. But understanding and learning this art of listening can literally transform your mind and your life for sure. And so learning how to listen to yourself. I know a lot of people may be afraid to listen to themselves because they have to hear that tape that keeps playing in their minds. They have to hear that past trauma. They have to hear the voices that tells them they're not good enough, or they're not going to make it, or why didn't they love me? And why did this person abandon me? And why did this person betray me? You know, there's the tape that plays in our minds a lot. And a lot of us struggle in those internal battles. And if you can just be brave enough and courageous enough to listen to your own soul, because your soul wants to be healed and your soul wants to get back to the Spirit of God. Your soul wants to be aligned with the Spirit of God. And so if you can just be courageous enough to just listen to yourself And sometimes you have to weed through the trash that's in your mind, because a lot of us feed our minds so much trash through toxic relationships, social media, media itself, our neglect or our lack of what we need in relationships. We have so many negative things being fed in our minds that when it's time for us to actually center and listen to ourselves, we want to abandon the ship because it's too much to handle. It's too much to clean up, so to speak. And this is something that you have to go through. We have to go through this. We have to align ourselves and begin to listen to ourselves first, so that we can be better listeners in life with others. And so I say this term all the, this phrase all the time, and I've said it in previous episodes, but I'll say it again. We must recognize that we are always co-creating with the Spirit at all times. And I've said it before, because the Spirit of God is everywhere, yes, but our human spirit, our soul, we are co-creators. We are spiritual beings having a human experience on this earth. And we must understand that we are co-creating with our mouth at all times, with our intentions, with our motives, with our spirit, what we say out of our mouths. All those things are creating what we see in our lives. And so that's very important to understand when we talk about the art of listening, because if you are listening, you're not going to create those type of things in your life. You're not going to create those things for another person to experience in their lives, if those things are negative. And so I want us to keep that in mind, keep an understanding of that. And so listening to yourself allows you to hone in your own intentions, your own motives, and the directions of your own heart. That's key, key to understand. Listening to yourself allows you to hone in on your own intentions, your own motives, and your own heart at all times. And so if something is going on in your intentions and your motives in your heart that is not pure, that's not genuine, that's not truthful, that is not loving, that is not positive or beneficial for you, it must be addressed. And it's your responsibility, and it's our responsibility to listen to our souls, listen to our minds, listen to ourselves long enough to address what's going on the inside of us, so that we do not carry that out into the world and we don't carry that into other people in our lives. And so that's very important to understand as well. And so I'm just walking you through some of the principles I believe that are very key in acquiring the art of listening. And so I love giving people keys for mastery and keys for or strategies for success, prosperity, and wisdom. And so I have some keys today that I want to just tell you some of the advantages of just acquiring this art of listening. And so I believe the key in life is paying attention to your own life, as I said before, and listening along the way. That's what I've been doing for many years. And it has preserved me. It has protected me from so many harms and dangers. And it has really let me be two steps ahead in so many cases in my life, just from listening. And so true listening, I believe, will bring. And I think number one, this is what I believe true listening will bring you. It's going to bring you protection. True listening will protect you. It's going to protect you spiritually with warning signs. It's going to protect your relationships. It's going to protect you from saying the wrong thing at the wrong time. It's going to protect you in so many ways. True listening will protect you. Number two, I believe that true listening will reveal warning signs, as I said. Number three, I think true listening gives clarity to self. True listening will give you more clarity of yourself. So many people struggle in the area of internal listening and self mastery because they're not aware of themselves, and they are not they haven't walked into a level of self-discovery that would bring them into a higher level of awareness concerning listening to themselves. And so they go external. So when you're afraid to deal with your internal, you run to external. And so that means you'll attack another person, or you'll lean on another person, or you become codependent on a person, or you'll lean on food or drugs or sex or alcohol or something external to numb you or to give you a high, versus you actually going inside of yourself and doing the self-discovery work that we all have to do. I would say number four, true listening strengthens relationships. True listening in relationships is so key. I don't care if it's a marriage relationship, a boyfriend, girlfriend, a significant other, a business relationship, any type of relationship. If one person is incapable of intentionally listening to the other person, intentionally listening, not just hearing what they're saying, but if one person is incapable or unwilling to intentionally listen to that person, there's going to be an extreme breakdown in that relationship. It's going to be spoken at some point, or it's going to be a huge breakdown in the purity and the genuine care of that relationship, because there's somebody who is not willing to do the self-discovery work that I mentioned. And there's one person or someone in that relationship who is unwilling to hear the other person. And that could be for a myriad of reasons. But if you actually acquire the art of listening and apply it with the care of love and compassion and empathy, it will literally save your relationships. It will strengthen those relationships for sure. Number five, I definitely would say true listening places you in the right timing in your life. And this is so key and so instrumental. Oh my God, so key. So many times in my life, there were decisions I was about to make. There were things that I was anxious about or I was ambitious about. And had I stopped to listen, had I really stopped to listen, I could have saved myself thousands and thousands of dollars and hundreds of hours of pain. And I could have saved myself so many times had I just stopped, taken a beat, acknowledged my own intentions, my own motives, looked at my own heart, discovered my why as to why, and really did the self-discovery work that I needed to see, because it wasn't about what someone externally was doing to me or against me or who didn't support me or who didn't love me. It wasn't about that. It was more about what was going on the inside of me. And that's really where the breakdown was. And so understanding that you actually listening to your own spirit and listening to your own intentions and motives and really intentionally listening is going to place you in the right timing of your life. It will stop you from the wrong decisions. It really will. It will stop you from making compulsive decisions. True listening will cause you to stop and pray. True listening will put you in a zone that allows you to be at peace in waiting. There's a peace in waiting when you are in sync with your spirit and your soul. And you can just hear the voice of God and you can just, you know what? I don't need to do that right now. I don't need to run there right now. I don't have to have that right now. I don't have to do that. And so you immediately begin to walk in the right timing that God has for you, because you're eliminating the things that shouldn't be there. And so understanding that the art of listening, spiritually listening to your own soul, your own spirit at all times, it will place you at the right timing for your life. And so that's very important. Another thing I believe, number six, I would say true listening helps direct your decisions. There are decisions that you can go into, and I just touched on a little bit, but I think there are decisions that we can make in life that can be maybe spiteful or revengeful or competitive or things that are projected onto us by society or through media, things we've seen externally. And then we try to make a decision based on those things that we've seen externally or what somebody told us we should do. And true listening, see, the true listening right here inside of you, right here at home, right there, is going to tell you you don't need that. It's going to tell you, oh, that's not really for you. It's going to tell you you can wait. And so that's really important, again, for us to realize about true listening and acquiring the art of listening. Also, I would say number seven, I would say true listening aligns your spirit to your thoughts for divine direction. Huge, huge point, because there's many times if you're not in alignment with God and you're not in alignment with your spirit, you can miss that direction. You can miss that instruction that is for you if you're reaching out too much, or if you haven't learned how to stop and pray long enough. There is a direction for our lives, and there is a protection for our lives, and there is a pathway that we should take. Yes. But that pathway you can get off the path as well. You can be veered off. You can receive wrong instructions. Somebody, for example, if someone is lost in a rural area somewhere they've never been, and they're trying to get to a destination in that area, and they stop by, let's say, a corner store or someone walking down the street, and they ask the person for directions, and that person gives them some directions, but little did the person in the car know, who's receiving those directions, the person that they asked doesn't know, because they're not from there either. And so sometimes you can receive directions or instructions in life on the path that can take you down the wrong path, or veer you off, or place you in circumstances that were unnecessary for your path. And so there's safety in divine direction. There's safety in listening. There's safety in the prayer. There's safety in following that divine direction. And so aligning your spirit to your thoughts for divine direction. That means submitting your mind, your thoughts daily to God's direction for your life and God's divine path for your life is going to always save you so much. It's going to save you a lot. I would say the next thing is very interesting. I would say true listening, number eight, true listening reveals the character of other people. And so number eight is so important, because how many of us have been betrayed? How many of us have been stabbed in the back? How many of us have trusted someone and never would have thought that they would have stolen from us? How many of us have been betrayed, basically? I mean, you encounter something with a person that you never thought would come from them. You never thought they would say that about you, or you never thought that they would be so reckless or careless, intentionally or unintentionally, in your face or behind your back. It's all about the character. And so and people show us they show us their character daily. They show us who they are, whether they say it out of their mouth or not. Their actions over time is speaking of their true heart. And so listening, spiritually listening, is putting you in a very powerful position, because that true listening is revealing things to your spirit at all times, 24/7. Your spirit is a open portal for information, revelation, wisdom, understanding, 24/7. Even while you're sleeping at night, your spirit is receiving all types of information from all types of traffic. It's happening spiritually. And so you listening and understanding who you are spiritually and being in alignment with God and listening to your own soul and your own spirit, it's going to tell you what you need to know. It's going to tell you what you need to see. It's going to tell you, even if it's just a feeling, even if it's just an impression. Sometimes it may tell you in a dream. It may tell you through a sign of another kind. But your spirit and your soul are constantly speaking to you about everything in your life, things you are aware of and things you're not aware of. And so true listening, always remember, true listening helps reveal the character of other people. And you got to get to that true art of listening. Very important. I would say number nine, true listening helps you lead others into clarity. That's really important because I've had so many, like I told you about my childhood story, but over the years, I've had so many people come to me for advice. And I didn't really realize it until I was almost probably in college, almost in my early 20s, that I didn't know what to call it or what to name it, but I just knew that people trusted me with very intense information as a young person. And to this day, that's still the case. And I didn't know why people entrusted me with that. But what I began to realize about that gift that God had given me was God had given me answers for these people, and he had given me instruction and direction for them spiritually. And I needed to share that with them. And so me understanding listening and me listening to my own spirit and me listening to the voice of God allowed me to lead other people into their own clarity. If I'm not clear, I can't help you to be clear. If I'm not clear about who I am and I haven't discovered who Eric is fully, and I'm not on that journey of revelation and discovery, I can't lay a foundation for you. I can't place you on that path either. And so it's really important that when you listen to another person for advice or for direction, it's important that they be already there or they've already journeyed that path before you so that they can understand fully what you're asking for. And so I've helped lead other people to their own clarity about themselves, about what's going on in their lives, to be more aware spiritually, how to be more receptive, how to listen clearly, and how to take charge and how to have courage to make better decisions. And so as you take on this journey of acknowledging your desire and your intention in better listening to your own soul, your own spirit, you're going to begin to be able to better give more clarity to other people who are not on that path. And so that's very important for us to know. I would say my number 10 would be true listening helps you balance your emotions. And that's that fear, anger, anxiety. This is very important because people who live externally and haven't done the self-work or the self-discovery of themselves, they can live in fear, anxiety, and anger or rage on a daily basis because they're not here. They're not at home here. They're not in touch. They're not at the center. They're not listening to God. They're not listening to their own soul. And as a result of that, their emotions are all over the place. And so true listening, the spiritual art of listening, will help you balance your emotion. And the reason why that's very important is because that self-discovery work that I mentioned, you are going on the inside on a daily basis, minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day, saying, okay, you're literally looking at yourself. You're taking a deep look in the mirror at yourself. And if it's painful, it's painful. But you're like, wow, this is where I am. This is what's coming out of my heart. This is where I am. And so you begin to address those areas. And immediately, you begin to balance out emotionally and as it relates to anger, rage, anxiety, fear, because now you're looking at it and you're addressing it saying, okay, look, I can't have this in my life. I can't live like this. I can't have another road rage incident. I can't have another blow up. I can't have another burst of anger in a meeting. I can't go through that again. So how do I position myself to be more aware of myself? How can I do that? And that's first through true spiritual listening to yourself, listening to yourself. And so I would end with listening allows you to gain the ability to stop. Very important. And not force things to happen at the wrong time. Listening allows you to gain the ability to stop. I mentioned that earlier about just taking a beat and not forcing things to happen when they're not supposed to happen. Because if you're living externally, you're not in touch with the spirit. And so you're going to create something that shouldn't be there. Or you're going to create something that's out of timing, so to speak. Something that you're not ready for, maybe. But you begin to create things and you force things. Some people ask me in my personal life sometimes, they ask me, well, Eric, you should just do this or you should do that. And, you know, and if that doesn't work, you need to do that. And if that doesn't work, do that. And you know, do this and this. And I always tell people, I said, guys, I don't force things. I've learned that. I don't force things to happen out of timing. When it's time for me to have something or acquire something or to do something, my intentions are clear. And I have peace and I set myself out on that path and I don't have to force anything. It aligns itself. And so that's my personal conviction. That's my personal belief. And I live my life that way very intentionally. I'm very intentionally with my intentions with that. And so I don't tell people to force things. I tell people to get into alignment with the voice of God and begin to listen to what he's speaking to them. And like I told you, our spirits are open 24/7 for information, revelation, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding constantly, even when we're sleeping at night. We're receiving things. And so how you apply that information, that wisdom, that knowledge, how you acquire it and cultivate it and feed it and execute it is your choice. That's how you live. And so there's so much about this particular subject that I want to say, but in this particular episode, I wanted us to begin to cultivate a knowledge and an awareness of what listening can do for us. How can it aid us and support us in better relationships, better living? But most of all, how can you begin the journey of a greater self-discovery out of listening? Because listening is going to support you in your relationships and in your life, yes. But how can you become more in contact with yourself? And how can you have a greater awareness and revelation of yourself? That's so much more important because it starts right here, right? It starts on the inside. And so I want to say this, a transformed mind will allow you to listen and see yourself and your path clearly. That's what it's about, guys. It's about transforming your mind. A lot of us, our minds are not renewed daily. Our minds are full of trash. We've filled it up with a lot of toxic relationships and projections and things that people have put on us. Our minds have to be renewed and transformed for us to live the way we're supposed to live, for us to do the self-discovery work, for us to listen to our own heart and our own motives and intentions. And also, our minds need to be transformed to even approach others and to treat them and to listen to them clearly in the way we should. And so listening aligns you with the voice of God. That's it. Listening is aligning you with the voice of God. And like I said, it's speaking constantly to all of us. And so it's not just in the function of hearing, but intentional listening. And you no longer react to the world around you, but you see it more clearly and adjust yourself accordingly. That's the power that we have. And that's when you become even more powerful, is because you're now seeing the world more clearly because you're clear about yourself. And so listening with your spirit, this is the game changer, guys. Listening with your spirit is the game changer. That's it. That's what I'm bringing home today. If you learn how to listen with your spirit, it will literally change your life. You will no longer be two steps behind. You will always be two steps ahead. listening with your spirit is a game changer. That is it. And so once you begin to listen with your spirit and understand that you are on that road of self-discovery and that path of self-discovery, and you begin to acquire the art of listening and begin to master that thing, you will always be aware. You will always be aware, and you will not miss. I promise you that. And so with that, I want to leave you with this prayer of affirmation. This is my prayer concerning this awesome topic today. This is my prayer today. And my prayer in this this topic is, I take the step today to listen, not just with my ears, but with my heart. I will set an intention to listen beyond the senses. Most of all, I will begin to intentionally hear the voice of God. I will consider every decision by applying the art of listening. I will approach every relationship by applying the art of listening. I will make a daily effort to listen to my own heart and spirit as I move into a greater awareness of myself, my surroundings, and my destiny. I will choose to listen. That's my prayer for you. And so it is. Amen. Thank you guys for watching Champion of Your Soul with us today. If you want to do me a favor, just click the subscribe button and notification bell, and I'll see you guys next time.